Well, welcome everybody. Thank you for coming. Tonight we're doing a Tezay worship. As I mentioned, Yadi is out of town. Chris is going to be finishing up her doctorate of ministry in June, I believe, so she should be back soon. So tonight, do a Tezay music, a Tezay worship. Yadi put this together for us. Tezay worship is a contemplative type of worship developed by the ecumenical monastic community of Tezay, France. And I believe that's in the southern part of France. I looked it up one time. It incorporates repetitive prayers set to music, sometimes in different languages, along with moments of silent prayer, scripture, and other readings or prayers. Take a moment, friends, to seek a time of meditation and reflection. The use of repetitive sung prayers allows us to turn off our thinking mind and allow the music and prayer to sink into our hearts. I encourage you, if you are someplace where you feel safe doing so, to try singing along with the sung prayers once you get the rhythm. I invite you to light a candle, as our candles are lit here in our sanctuary, to remind us of God's presence with us. And to set aside this time, set aside this as a time of meditation for you. And now, let us invite the Holy Spirit. We begin our day alone, honoring this life with all its potentials and possibilities. We begin our day with trust, knowing we are created for loving encounter. We begin our day with hope, knowing the day can hold love, kindness, forgiveness, and justice. Take a deep breath in and a long, slow breath out, followed by a moment of silence.
Ven Señor Jesús, Maranatha. Ven Señor Jesús, Maranatha. Ven Señor Jesús, Maranatha. Si ven pronto, Maranatha. Ven Señor Jesús, Maranatha. Ven Señor Jesús, Maranatha. Ven Señor Jesús, Maranatha, si ven pronto, Maranatha.
Come Lord Jesus,
Maranatha.
Come Lord Jesus,
Maranatha.
Come Lord Jesus,
Maranatha.
Come Lord Jesus, Maranatha.
Come Jesus, Maranatha, come Jesus, Maranatha, come Jesus, Maranatha, come Jesus, Maranatha. Ven Señor Jesús, Maranatha, ven Señor Jesús, Maranatha, ven Señor Jesús.
Seigneur Jésus, Maranatha. Vieni, Signor Gesù.
Maranatha.
Vieni, Signor Gesù.
Maranatha.
Vieni, Signor Gesù.
Maranatha.
Vieni, Signor Gesù, Maranatha.
Lei va giù, Gesù. Maranatha. Lei va giù, Gesù. Maranatha,
por Yeshua,
Maranatha, Yeshua, Maranatha.
Gradi, Gospodi.
Maranatha.
Gradi, Gospodi.
Maranatha.
Gradi, Gospodi.
Maranatha.
Gradi, Gospodi, Maranatha.
Ircho Kyrie.
And welcome, Cleo. As I mentioned in the chat, there's a bulletin in the binder by the door. A reflection from the book Living Resistance by Caitlin B. Curtis. Presence is about recognizing our relationship to ourselves and one another. Potawatomi author and scientist Robin Wall Kimmerer puts it like this: the land is the real teacher. All we need as students is mindfulness. Paying attention is a form of reciprocity with the living world, receiving the gifts with open eyes and open hearts. What do we learn from this wisdom? We learn that reciprocity is resistance, that mindfulness is resistance, that paying attention to the land is resistance, and it leads us deeper into relationship with all things and all beings. I keep a begonia plant in my office, on my desk by the window. It's thriving in that spot, right beside the bright light that filters in through the blue curtain in the afternoon. I have learned to care for begonias because I have killed a few in my time. And every time it is painful to admit that I could not keep them alive and well. When this begonia plant flourishes, I am full of hope. But still, sometimes I notice that they are thirsty. I pour water from my own drinking glass into the plastic container beneath the pot so their roots can drink first. Within seconds, the water disappears, and I say to myself, "Oh, you were so thirsty." They keep drinking and blooming and asking for more care in that most gentle way plants do. And I say that I am sorry when they are too thirsty or too drenched in sunlight. And I wonder how thirsty we are, or if we notice, if that mindfulness and way of keeping watch happens in our own souls. Sorry about that. I didn't put the link out before the video started. Hopefully you heard it okay. I wonder if we let others know when we need a drink or a break from the heat, or that we might need a little deadheading here or there. And when we get closer to the water, we drink it up within seconds, begging for more. While nearby, someone says, "Oh, love, you are so thirsty." I wonder if we even notice that we're thirsty. Presence is resistance in almost every way we can imagine. Presence to ourselves, presence to each other, presence to whatever we should be paying attention to in that moment. Mystics of every religion have written on this because they knew why it mattered then and why it matters now. For us to be fully alive, we must be fully present. And when we are, we resist the hate in ourselves and in the world around us. Let us acknowledge what you bring before God. In the silence of our hearts, or in words typed in nearby chat, let us give thanks for the gift of this day and pray for the life of the world. If you have a prayer of joy or concern that you wish to lift to God and have supported by the energy of those gathered here, type it in nearby chat at this time. Please conclude your prayer with the words, "Lord, in your mercy," so we know you are finished. When you see, "Lord, in your mercy," you may wish to respond with, "Hear our prayers." Lord, in your mercy. Lord, hear our prayers. Those voiced here today, those spoken only in the depths of our hearts, those for which we have no words, we lift them all up to you with faith that you know better than we what is needed. Be at peace. May you access the fullness of a joy that allows for both an interior solemnity and a levity. May you learn to be at rest with yourself, able to access a peace that carries memory that is but isn't chained to the past. And may you laugh, allowing the mystery of joy to steady you always and keep you from despair. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you for coming. Be well, be blessed, and we'll see you next week.